Zohar Chol V'Yisrael Pashas Ekev, day 6, an excerpt from 204b. Zohar, he's speaking about a Shabbos issue that the sages guard, as it tells us. Onasan Nechakimin, the special time of the sages, means the time they have relations with their wife, the Yodi Rosni Loin, that they know supernal secrets, V'Leilu Shabbosu V'Leilu Shabbosu, from Sabbath night to Sabbath night. Rukmon is explained, but this issue, Sheila the Botzina Kadisha, I asked the Holy Lantern, referring to Rabbi Shimon. Dochazinan, now behold, we see the high Kisra Tasa, this low crown, which is a term for Malchus, Nokta Mada Nokta Bima, it takes what it takes in daytime, it takes the divine flow from the Zeran Pindar in the day when the unification happens. But Laila, and at night, Jov Mazona the Chol Chele, it dishes out sustenance to all of its hosts, to the worlds. Kamoda Kmina has explained, to see if it's written, Vatokom, Vaod Laila. And she gets up while still night, referring to the Malchus, dishing out Latit and Terf the Vesa, and she gives the portion to her house, the Chokunah, and a set portion to her maidens, that the Malchus gives out to the worlds below, the divine flow that it takes unification in the daytime. Nachta b'yamama, he takes it in the daytime, the flow of sustenance, and gives it out, dishes it out at night. And now, the Master is saying that unification above is found in the daytime, at night. Night is not the time when Malchus is united with Zeran Pindah. Night is the time when Malchus gives out the chef had received unification with Zeran Pindah, which happens during the daytime. Amari says, Vadai Zvugi Ishtachach B'Leil Yadah. Certainly unification is found this night. Shabbos is different. There is unification with Malchus and Zeran Pindah at night, on Shabbos night. My time was the reason. Begin the high Leil Yah, Afrishis Nishmasin, the Chalim Chakimin, the Yodin, Rosin, Chachmasa. Because on this night, it spreads out souls to all those sages that know the secrets of wisdom. And the unification, the pairing, is not found another day. B'chol chedva, on all lists, without any admixture, could go into it like this. In other words, Shabbos at night, when the person has a relationship, it goes completely to the side of holiness, and there's no hold of the other side upon it, which is not like that during the week. Begin the inu nishmasin the pligas lon the chakim and sadikim and chasidik and koyos, because those souls that she divides, referring to the malchus giving out new souls, she divides them, the sages, to the righteous, the pious, as is fitting. The three terms referring to right, left, middle, the malchus dishes out souls. New souls, as Rizal explains, only come out on Shabbos. So the person has a relationship, his wife can conceive and bring down a very high special soul. Every night, certainly, there is some category of unification that is found. A Masai, however, when? The power was at midnight. Hokmun was explained. But not from every aspect like this unification. In other words, during the week, Malchus, in the first part of the night, is giving out the Shefa, but at midnight there is unification, but it's not completely without any hold of the negative forces, not complete unification, in the highest level of bliss and light and joy. But on Shabbos it is. We can do it because of this. Chakim and Diyad and Razin, sages that know mystery, is born in the Sadr Shemushu Dulahon, while it's necessary for them to arrange their relationship on this night, specifically on Shabbos. My time was the reason we begin the Chol Yom and the Shabbos, because all the days of the week, Isan Rucha Achra Deshara Alamun. This is them another spirit that rests upon the world. Not completely holy. V'haylah, on this night of Shabbos, Islon Rucha Achra Kadisha Ilah. This is them another spirit that's high and holy. The Nachta Lebnei Kadishin comes down to the children of the holy. V'hal Rucha Nashav Me'atika Dechol Atikin, and that spirit blows from the ancient of all ancients, from the Keser. V'nachta Lego Nekudas Tassah, and sends down, sends to in the midst of the lower point in Malchus, the Me'avu Anaycha, the Kula, to give her rest and everything, pleasure and everything. V'dois Polig Lechol Sitrin, the Ilva Satin. This is divided to all sides, above and below. V'odat Omar, as you find it says, Beni V'emin Israel, between me and the children of Israel, there's a special unification. So he sees of this, the person can merit to the unification of Shabbos, to connect with Hashem in a very deep dvekus, cleaving, draw holy souls, and a special time to arrange the relationship.